remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 28, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff coming on and telling us about honey. And again, I'm speaking and texting back and forth with Jamie over in the northeast corner of Antrim County, Lakes of the North area. We're excited. We're going to be talking to her, going to have her on the show to talk about her bee farm that she has there in the northeast corner, right really close to both Otsego County as well as Charlevoix County. So we're excited. We're going to check into this for you guys and hopefully be able to have some healthy honey produced by Clover right there in the northeast corner of Antrim County. I've got a story, and I've got this from a couple of different sources as well. And this is interesting because Officer Rick has chimed in as well. And it's somewhat similar to the information that I got yesterday in speaking with a state representative for almost an hour. There's going to be some subpoenas issued. House Oversight Committee, Election Integrity Committee, weaponization of state government. There's different committees and subcommittees within the House oversight that is going to be looking into some naughty spending. It's the way Officer Rick put it in his text message to me. I call it something else completely, especially in the conversation I had with the state rep yesterday. But basically, our budget grew so tremendously in the last 10 years, especially since Governor Gretchen Whitmer took office. Now, you remember her first term, she got elected in 2018. She took office January 1st of 2019. So basically, about heading into about 6.5 years of her 8 years as being our governor, because elected, of course, to 2 terms. Well, something happened. There's a paradigm shift, because you remember, let's back the bus all the way up back, I should say, up to the point when the previous Democratic governor, Jennifer Granholm, passed the baton to the Republican, supposedly, Rick Snyder. Remember, this goes all the way back, folks, to the 2010 election. In that 2010 election, Granholm was term limited out. When she passed the baton to the Republicans, Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly, his lieutenant governor, they took office on January 1st of 2011. They then, of course, served 2 terms, 2 4-year terms, 8 years as Republican governor and lieutenant governor. Well, when Jennifer Granholm passed the baton, her last final fiscal year budget was $47 billion. $47 billion. Now, Dave Ageman goes all the way back prior to that, in knowing and understanding the process during Jennifer Granholm's governorship and how the budget kept growing and growing and growing while she was the governor. Well, when she passed the baton, it was $47 billion. Then we had 8 years of a Republican, supposedly Republican governor, Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, lieutenant governor. Well, during their 8-year reign, they increased the state budget from $47 to $58 billion. $11 billion increase over 8 years. Okay, we got it. They came in January 1st, 2011. They served their time, and they were out January 1st of 2019. Governor Gretchen Whitmer inherited a $58 billion budget. $58 billion when she took over. Folks, just a week and a half ago, or no, actually, I believe 2 weeks now, since today, from today, 2 weeks ago, the Democrat-controlled state Senate passed their proposed budget for fiscal year 2026, which starts at the stroke of midnight on September 30th this year. They're not on a calendar fiscal budget. Their budget begins in the fiscal year starting October 1st. Now, they passed almost an $86 billion budget proposal in the state Senate. Just a little bit more than what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, proposed back in February. Well, the state house is nowhere near passing an $86 billion budget. It's unsustainable. We, the people of the state of Michigan, our businesses, our farms, our taxpayers, we cannot afford to keep spending this high at the state level in Lansing. As a matter of fact, the new Speaker of the House, due to the November 5th, 2024 election, Republican majority took it back. Speaker Matt Hall and the 57 other Republican state representatives, 58 to 52 in the House, they've already said we're not going to be able to pass a budget this year. We are so far apart, this isn't even funny. We're not even close to agreeing to spend $86 billion for the next budget, fiscal year 2026. So what did they do? They took the aggressive approach, the preemptive approach to avoiding a government shutdown at the stroke of midnight, September 30th this year, which is barely, 4 months away? They know they're not going to be able to do it. There is no way it's sustainable, and we can't do it unless we do one thing: raise taxes across the board on everybody in the state of Michigan. And they're not about to do that heading into next year's 2026 election. They do not want to do that. As a matter of fact, the House majority in the House with the Speaker Matt Hall, they want to be able to say to the people of the state of Michigan, look at what the governor proposed for her budget. Look at what the state Senate Democrats passed, almost $86 billion, while the Republicans found a way to cut spending, to lower the budget. I'm hearing numbers as low as $60 billion. They are looking at taking it almost all the way back to Governor Rick Snyder's last budget before he gave the keys to the governor's mansion to Gretchen Whitmer. $58 billion? Well, they're talking about $60 billion. Folks, that would be a $26 billion cut to what the Democrats want to pass, what the governor wants, what the Senate Democrats want. You're looking at almost 20-25% cut to the proposed budget. In order for them to be able to do that, there's going to be some massive, massive cuts to spending in Lansing. As a result, our taxes are going to go down. State income tax is going to be rolled back. we are probably going to see a proposed ballot initiative called AxeMyTax. AxeMyTax.org is the website. And speaking with Carla Wagner, people are actively getting out there and collecting signatures right now as we speak to put this on the ballot to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. All of them. All of them. Your property taxes on your home, your property taxes on your business, your property taxes on commercial properties, rental properties, second homes, retirement homes, vacation homes. No more non-homestead property taxes in the state of Michigan. No more property taxes in the state of Michigan, period. If Carla Wagner and her organization, AxeMyTax.org, collects the 600,000 signatures they're working on through September, and they turn them in, and it's going to go on the ballot, guess what? It's going to pass. It's polling right now at 85%. I haven't seen anything in the 13 years I've been doing this show, April of 2012. It's how long I've been doing this show. I have never seen anything in the state of Michigan have an 85% approval rating. I don't care if it's a candidate. I don't care if it's a ballot proposal. I don't care. I have never seen it. The only thing I saw even close was when we defeated the road funding plan that Rick Snyder and the Republicans wanted when they put Proposal 1 on the ballot a few years ago. We defeated that 81.1% to 19.9% at the ballot. Over 1.4 million Michiganders voted and defeated it. 85% to get rid of property taxes? Well, it's unheard of. Well, if that goes through, and this year's House Republicans lower the state budget to $60 billion, you got to find some naughty things that's been in these last few budgets under the current governor and the Democrat-controlled House and Senate. Well, Officer Rick and I are hearing basically the same thing. He's down in Livingston County, and I'm up here in little tiny Antrim County, Michigan. Final segment, we'll wrap this story up on the other side. Word from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one, connecting the dots, talking with a state representative yesterday for almost an hour. Officer Rick getting information perhaps from his state representative or state senator about what he heard down in Livingston County, confirming basically that there are going to be subpoenas issued to perhaps the governor, state representatives, state senators, former and current, to get them to come and testify in front of the House Oversight Committee. This is all having to do with spending our taxpayer dollars in places that they shouldn't have. That's basically what this is boiling down to. And what they are going to find in those people coming and testifying is one of two things. Either when sworn in, raise your right hand, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do. Well, they are either going to tell the truth or they're going to commit perjury and hope and pray that the other people that get called before the House Oversight Committee don't rat them out. Because if they lie while under oath, that's a felony. Especially when you're testifying in front of a House Oversight Committee. If they don't tell the truth and somebody else does tell the truth, they're going to prison. This is very serious, people. How can a state government pass over the reins from Governor Rick Snyder, Republican, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly? How can they give a $58 billion budget to Governor Gretchen Whitmer on January 1st of 2019? And it's at $58 billion. And they want to propose an $86 billion budget just basically 7 years later. Because that's what it's for. Fiscal year 2026, next year's budget starts October 1st this year at midnight. The clock is ticking. They normally pass a budget before July 1st, before summer break, before 4th of July, Independence Day. They normally get it done, but not this year. It's not going to happen. As a result, being proactive not to shut the government down, Matt Hall, the current speaker, and the Republicans passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of this year's budget to start at midnight on October 1st later this year. Why? because they already know they're not going to pass and never going to pass and never vote for an $86 billion budget, which is what the governor wants and the Senate Democrats want. There's no way they're going to do it. Now, this new information that their goal is to pass a $60 billion budget, the Democrats are going to lose their minds. Their heads are going to explode. Because by cutting basically $26 billion off that proposed budget, a lot of the funky spending, the naughty spending that Officer Rick talked about in his text message to me this morning, and what I heard from the state rep yesterday, all that naughty spending is going to go away. The gravy train is over. There is going to be a war in Lansing between the House Republicans, the House Democrats, the Senate Democrats, and this governor when they come out with their number. They're going to freak out. This is going to make national headlines. I'm telling you right now, when this breaks, when this comes out, this is going to be national news. You're going to see this on MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, NPR, CNN, Fox News. Everybody's going to be talking about Michigan. Following the lead of Elon Musk and what they are proposing to do in cuts in Washington, D.C., which Ron Johnson, by the way, the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, and Rand Paul, the U.S. Senator from Kentucky, they are saying this proposed budget, this one big beautiful bill that just passed by one vote in the House last week, United States House of Representatives, Congressman Jack Bergman, and other Republicans voted 215 to 214. It passed by one vote. Well, guess what? It's facing problems in the U.S. Senate. Johnson and Rand Paul at Kentucky are saying it doesn't cut enough of our wasteful spending. We are passing this debt, this national debt, onto our kids and our grandkids, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to vote for it. And guess what? With those two Republican U.S. senators not willing to vote for it, it's not going to pass. It's going to die. Then we're going to be facing tax increases because Donald Trump and the Republicans' tax cuts of 2017 are set to expire later this year. This is not good, people. You need to know everything that's going on. And Lansing seems Republicans in the House are following Washington's lead. Time to cut government spending in Michigan. Pretty interesting stories. Top of the hour news break of hour number two coming. Short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is